Good afternoon. You're listening to The Spark on WITF, and I'm your host, Asia Tab. Reentry into the workforce after being released from prison continues to be an issue in our communities. Today, we have two individuals from the Tech Central Lancaster Center, Ray Rivera and Frank Bailey. They join us to tell us about the programs at the center. So, Ray, how are you doing?
I'm doing well. Thank you for having us.
No problem. And Frank, how are you?
I'm fine, Asian. Thanks for having us.
I'm so glad you're here. Ray, could you tell me about the programs at the Tech Central Center in Lancaster?
Absolutely. So Tech Central is based out of Lancaster, but currently we have the model being replicated in other third cities, third class cities like Lebanon, Reading, York coming up, and also Harrisburg. The Tech Center was an initiative to fill a gap in the community. We take a really holistic approach to our programs. We have two tech centers in Lancaster, one in the east side of the city and the other one at the west side.
Yeah.
I mainly reside on the west side. And we have two major educational partners that work closely with us to offer the programs that we have. In the east side, our major educational partner is HAC, Harrisburg Area Community College. And the west side, where I reside, is Thaddeus Stevens College of Technology. Through this program, what we do is we take a holistic approach where we work with the individuals hand-in-hand. Staff that we have work with the individuals from before they start the program, during and after the program. We have several career paths, both in allied health and the trades that we offer through these programs.
And who can be a part of the programs at Tech Centro?
Anybody within the community that has the need can walk in through the doors, and we'll be more than happy to help them. One of the stigmas that we are trying to get away from is that since SACA is the parent company of Tech Central, people immediately think that we only serve the Spanish population,
yeah.
And we don't. We help anybody that walks through our doors, we're trying to move away from that currently.
And Frank, you were a member of the Tech Central program.
Yes.
So
yes.
Could you walk us through your experience there, like how you found the center and how it's helped you?
Absolutely. I was first introduced to Tech Central through another student that was also signing up. I just so happened to come home right around the time the next semester was going to begin. So I came home in May. The next semester was beginning in July. Fortunately enough, I was able to secure a spot and sign up and secure my registration. At the time, I did not know what Tech Central was. Don't get me wrong. Ray has, been with the foundation from the very beginning, so this is very grassroots. But the reason that I appreciate Tech Central and what they were able to do for me is because even a person that doesn't know anything about this program can find something helpful, can find resources, can find what they need to begin a career in whatever field that they would like the career in. So, that's how I found out about it, but I'm sure everybody's situation is unique.
Yes, and Frank, you found a career at Tech Centro. Could you tell us what that process was like?
It was. When I first signed up for Tech Centro, I thought that I was applying for a electricity degree certificate,
right.
But it was not an electricity certificate. When I got to registration, the orientation, I found out fast that it was actually commercial and industrial electromechanics, which I had never heard of.
Right.
Yeah, I had the same look on my face that you have, right? But the instructor, the staff, everyone from the beginning to the end of the process was very helpful. It was never any pressure applied. It was never everybody was quick to explain whatever questions I had that needed to be answered. So I was thankful for that. Once I got into it, the benefits of that is you never know what you may be interested in until you learn about it. You know?
That's a word.
So if I didn't know about electromechanics before I got into Tech Central, now I find myself on YouTube looking up inventions of my own, you know what I mean, new mechanics and, you know, new innovations that's happening. And this is something that I'm interested in that I didn't know that I was. So
isn't that something?
That's all due to, yeah. That's
Were you intimidated?
Credited to Tech Central. At first, obviously, you know, anything new, anything, you know, uncharted is going to be a little intimidating. But like I said, the process was made very smooth. It was never any, you know, hassle. It was everybody was a community at Tech Central. We all helped each other, and you got kids coming out of these programs, man. They getting into Tech Central straight out of high school.
Right.
You know what I mean? They coming out of these programs with educations in electromechanics. You know what I mean? HVAC, plumbing, you know, 19 years old. That's a very ripe age to be able to absorb that kind of information, to be able to soak that kind of stuff up. I thought that what they were doing was amazing. And I didn't realize it until I actually was a part of it. So,
thank you. And Ray, could you tell me what other programs are offered at Tech Central?
Absolutely. So as I was stating, in the west side of the city, which is the Tech Central West, and with our educational partner, Thaddeus Stevens, we are offering the trades program. So as Frank mentioned, one that he was in was commercial industrial electromechanical. We also have commercial industrial HVAC and commercial industrial plumbing. And we have a computer software information system program as well. The way these programs are put together is to keep in mind that once the individual completes the program, they be able to secure a well-paying job with benefits, with vacations, and so forth. So the programs are designed rather than residential to commercial industrial for the benefit of the students, so they can get into a position where they can become financially stable.
And Ray, you also talked to me earlier about the job fairs being only for the Tech Central students at your locations.
Yes, we normally call them internal job fairs because they are not open to the community. We do job fairs for the community, but for every cohort that runs every 6 months, particularly in the building where I'm at, we do run a job fair towards the end of the program. That way the individuals that are graduating have an opportunity to interact with these employers that are there looking for to fill a position. One of the things that we do at Tech Central is before the students start in any of the program, we do what is called a customer service essential skills training, where we teach the students soft skills, resume writing, how to conduct themselves in an interview. We can conduct mock interviews, so the student have this opportunity in this job fairs to not feel intimidated by a lot of public coming up from the outside, but they're amongst their peers and they go to these employers and they practice their elevator pitch and their handshaking and they have their resume ready. And some of the students, they get on the spot interviews, on the spot jobs, and so forth. So that's the reason why we do this with these job fairs that are internally for the participants. And we normally do them in partnership with CareerLink as well. This past, we just had a cohort that graduated, and we had 25 employers over at the facility.
Wow, that's amazing. Mm-hmm. And Frank, for you, how do you feel that prepared you for your job interviews?
I was actually agreeing with Ray the whole time that he was speaking, because that's awesome skills to have. At the ready, learning those skills. I mean, you got people who are bilingual. You have people coming in who English is their second language, and they're preparing them to introduce themselves and sell themselves and market themselves in interviews. I thought that was a great resource that they provided, that you know, not necessarily has to come with vocational or trade training. That's not required, but that's something that Tech Central, they go above and beyond to do.
So, Frank, for you, what did the Tech Center, what did the Tech Center offer you, like, that helped you receive your career in electromechanics?
That's a great question. I mean, the better question would honestly be, what didn't they offer? Because I was one of those people that was starting, like I said, from ground zero. I started without any knowledge of even what Tech Central was. But I knew that coming home, I needed to get into a competitive job market, and I needed the skills to be able to compete for those job opportunities. Like I said, I never expected a career. I didn't know that's what I was walking into. I did not even know that's what Tech Central offers, but they do. After I got to Tech Central and I realized how valuable the information, how valuable the resources, how valuable the skills training that they give you is, that's when I realized that this is such a great program that people should take advantage of. It's something that, you know, it helps you from start to finish, right? It prepares you for the interview process. It gives you the soft skills training. Then they turn around and give you the job skills training. They give you the information. They give you a trade. And then they directly connect you to the employer so that you can apply for these jobs and these opportunities. So that's a beginning to end process, and Tech Central does that. And I don't know a lot of programs that do. So,
especially like you were saying earlier, it's important, especially in the job market today, because we talked about how rough it is. But I see people on LinkedIn every day talking about how rough the job market is. So,
and not to cut you off, Asia, that's not a result of lack of people applying. That's more a testament to how many people are competing for these jobs. Everybody's looking for jobs. College graduates, you have people who, after the pandemic, they may have been in high-ranking positions at whatever company they was with, and now they're looking for employment. So you have to be able to compete with these people, too. And Tech Central preparing everyday people starting from square one to be able to do that, I think that's an awesome thing.
Frank, what was your classes like at Tech Central? Explain to me an average day there.
Okay. Normally what they would do is the first half of the day would be dedicated to a lecture from your instructor. You might go over some textbook material. You might have to go over some, you know, video or something, you know what I mean? You know how it is. But information is shared and discussed. And then we have a lab segment. And the second half of the day is pretty much lab, where you practice these skills and you practice these hands-on training. So you get both sides of it.
And about how long did that last again?
It was 6 months.
6 months. Wow. How did you stay focused?
They found a great way to condense a lot of information into a short period of time. They made the most of it. So you stay busy.
How's the career going now?
It's awesome. I'm obviously, when you come out of these programs, you're going into entry-level positions. But it's great to be hands-on. It's great to get that experience, and it's great to be doing what it is that you signed up to do. So far, so good.
Ray, what else can you tell us about the Tech Central program?
Well, one of the things that Frank mentioned that is very important is the way that we approach the classes. As he mentioned, the first part of the class is dedicated to theory. After that, the student go hands-on. So what we have done is we have created the lab inside the classroom as well, avoiding the students having to go out anywhere to do their practice and losing them in the process. So that has really helped also with the program, because the students take the theory and right away they go to the back of the classroom and they work on their hands-on. One of the other things that we intentionally did with the classroom is keep them small. A 12 to 15 students, which it provides the instructor the opportunity to have more one-on-one with the students and dedicate more time to them. One of the other things that we like also to mention is the programs of Tech Central have also worked on providing scholarship for the students. So we absorb 90 to 95% of the training to the program. So the student, we don't want to burden them with any
financial hardship
on them. So it's that's one of the other parts from the program that is very important as well. So the programs run 6 months, as Frank mentioned, which is a commitment from the students as well. But in within this 6 months, we also work with the students because attendance is very important. So we start working on the discipline for the students too. So when they get these jobs, they can succeed as well in the jobs.
Wow, that's fantastic. Are there any prerequisites to participants coming to apply for the programs there?
We don't go by income. There's no income guidelines. Of course, we do a career counseling with the students. And, you know, if we find that the students will have gone to college and you know, have got a bachelor's and stuff like that. So we work to see what the students need. But there is no income guidelines with our students. There is a processing fee that we do, which is $50. But that doesn't hinder the student from coming to the program. If the student comes to us and, listen, I'm in a position that I cannot pay the $50, we can work with that as well. So the pretty much the conditions into getting to the program is your willingness to attend the program. As I mentioned, it's almost like a part-time. It's from 8:30 to 11:30, 6 months. You know, attendance is taken under consideration because at the end, when you graduate, the student gets presented with a portfolio with everything that they have done on those 6 months. The certificate from Thaddeus Stevens, which holds a lot of weight in the industry at the moment, but all the micro-credentials that the students get, which are also very attractive to these employers that come in. For example, on HPAC, they get the Thaddeus Stevens College of Technology certificate. They get the customer service certificate that they get from us. They also get OSHA. They also get EPA, which is very important to handle refrigerant. They also get other micro-credentials attached. So we put that all in a portfolio, and we present it to the student in graduation. That's another important thing. We do celebrate graduation after 6 months, cap and gown and all. So, which is very important for the students to feel like they accomplished and how hard they work throughout the 6 months. So they get presented with this portfolio that they can take to their employers, to wherever they go to an interview, and they have everything centralized and at their fingertips to provide to these employers as well.
That's amazing. And Ray, earlier you said that there are scholarships available. So if a person is listening and they want to apply, how do they go about that?
I would say at the moment, the best way is to go through our webpage. So our webpage is SACAPA.org. And you will immediately see Tech Central there, and you click on the tab and you go down the list and you can get in contact with us. Unfortunately, right now, we do have a waiting list on all these programs.
Oh, y'all are popular. Yeah.
So there is a waiting list, but again, the programs run every 6 months, depending on the career path, because as I mentioned, we do also have Tech Central East. We focus on Allied Health. They also focus on culinary arts program. We have a GED program. We also have ESL classes. So we don't only work with the trades, but we have an array of services that we provide the community.
Wow. Is there anything I missed that you two would like to put out there about Tech Central or your experience there?
I just think that people should truly take advantage of an opportunity like Tech Central. I think that they could really benefit from the resources and the skills they offer. So,
well, congratulations on your graduation and your new career in electromechanics. That's so awesome.
Thank you very much.
And thank you again, Ray, for coming to talk with us about the programs at Tech Central in Lancaster.
Absolutely. Thank you for having us.
No problem. And thank you for listening and starting your afternoons with us on The Spark. Coming up after the break, you'll hear from one college graduate, a soon-to-be college grad, and a professor about how COVID transformed their college careers. Stay tuned. You don't want to miss that conversation.